This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Miketz, we're going to have a very short Parshas here, so we can try and spend as much time as possible on Chanukah. Two ideas I'd like to share with you on Parshas Miketz. Take a look at your handout. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. If you ever wondered how many psukim there are in a parsha, what's the easy way to find out? Well, the hard way is to actually count them up. That takes time. But the easy way is to go to the end of the parsha. In almost every chumash, it will tell you how many psukim there are in that parsha. Take a look at the first box. By the last pasuk of the parsha, by Yom Echad Lili Me'asos, the very dramatic end of Parshas Miketz, Ho'ish Hashem Nimtza Gvir B'yodo Hu Yeliyevet, the person in whose bag I find the goblet, he'll be the Eved V'atim, Alu L'Sholem El'Avichem, and the rest of you can go back to your father in peace, etc. End of the Parshas Miketz. Says the line underneath that, Kuf Mem Vov Psukim, 146 psukim in Parshas Miketz. And every sedra will tell you how many psukim, at that point, at the end of the sedra, how many psukim there are in that parsha. What's interesting and unique about Parshas Miketz is that after it lists the number of psukim and the siman, the way to remember how many psukim, it carries on and tells us how many words there are in Parshas Miketz. The Tevos Alfayim Chofei, there are 2,025 words in Parshas Miketz. No other sedra does it tell us the number of words in the parsha. Why? So I came across two answers. One is the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon quoted in the Pliny Mishulchan HaGru al HaTorah, he says a very neat answer. He says that there is one word in the Sedra where there is ambiguity. Is it one word or two words? And that is Potiphera. Yosef marries the daughter of Potiphar, and the Pasuk says, Shalu LaGru, why is it in every parsha we have the list, the number of the total of all the psukim? For either of parshas Miketz, cost of gam sukum hatevus is told the number of the words. Shezois kadeilodia in poitifera hu shtei tevus achas. We're not sure if it's two words or one, and therefore we're told specifically the number of words in the parsha to clarify this particular point, whether poitifera is poiti. Fera, two words, or Potiphera, one word, that will resolve that doubt. Another answer, which is quoted in the answer of Chumash, the name of the Torah Tmima, I must be honest, I looked in the Torah Tmima, I couldn't find it, but it alludes to Chanukah. Why? Well, we know that Parshas Miketz invariably falls out either on Chanukah or very near it, and there is a hint to Chanukah in this total number of words of Parshas Miketz. How so? So the Torah Tmima says that we light candles on Chanukah. The gematria of Ner, a light, is 250. Nun is 50, Resh is 200, 250. And there, of course, there are eight nights of Chanukah. Eight times 250 is 2,000. And Chanukah, of course, is on the 25th of Kislev. So 2,025 is Ner times eight plus the 25th of Kislev. And therefore, this is the remez, if you like, but the number of words in Parshas Miketz, 2025, is a hint, there is an allusion to Chanukah. Okay, let's move on. A second idea, also in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the genius of the Vilna Gaon. There is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. The Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says in Parshas Vayechi, an amazing thing. We know Yosef HaTzadik lived 110 years. Says the Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, a very frightening thing. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, box number two. Eser pa'omim omru b'nei Yaakov le'Yosef avducha avinu. There are 10 times in the exchanges between Yosef and his brothers that the brother said to Yosef, not knowing who he was, avducha avinu, your servant, our father. V'shoma Yosef es hadavar v'shosak. And Yosef heard them say this, and he was silent. Ushtika kohedoya damyo. And silence is like acquiescence, you're agreeing to it. And therefore he agreed to the brothers calling Yaakov Avinu, Avdecha, your servant Yosef. And that's considered a lack of kibud avim. Lefichoch niskatzru mechayov eseshanu. For the 10 times that they said Avdecha Avinu, 10 times they said it, 10 years were knocked off Yosef's life. And instead of living 120 years, he lived 110 years. Ask the Vilna Gaon. Comments. Again, from the Pinim Shulchan Agro. Next box. Yosef 10 times it says Avducha, he was punished. Why were 10 years knocked off for this infringement? By honoring parents, you get arichas yom, you get longevity. And any disgrace to a parent, goyrim miut shanim, is going to cause the opposite, a reduction of life, a number of years. Adkan, ask the Vilna Gaon, v'lechayre ein muvon. I don't understand it. To be krah leiksiv ki im chamish upon mavdecho. You learn the Pirkei de Eliezer, you then open the Chumash, it doesn't add up. Because if you look carefully in the Chumash, it only says the words avdecho 5 times, not 10 times. And I've listed them. Vayoyim rushalom la'avdecho lovino denuchai, vayiki olinu el avdecho ovi, etc., etc. The 5 times, it says avdecho. So why punish Yosef 10 years for 10 times, when actually it only says avdecho 5 times? That's the kasher of the Vilna Gaon. Listen to this answer. The Pasuk says in this week's parasha, if you picture in your mind's eye the whole story of the Shvatim, of the brothers, this is such an amazing, dramatic story. The brothers are coming down to Yosef. They have no clue. They've got no idea that this is Yosef. Not in their wildest imagination did they think that this is the brother they sold into slavery all those years earlier. And they come across what they think is the viceroy of Egypt. And imagine in your eye, how are you picturing this conversation? Well, according to Chazal, they're not talking to each other because ostensibly Yosef doesn't understand his brothers. The brothers are speaking Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh, and this Egyptian viceroy doesn't understand what they're talking about. So they have to talk to an interpreter. There is an interpreter between them. It says Rashi on the Pasuk, V'hem lo yodu ki shemeh Yosef, of course, Yosef understood exactly what they were saying. Ki hamelitz beinoisam, says Rashi, ki kishahoyu medabrim imo, hoyu hamelitz beinehem. Hayodeya loshin ivri v'loshin mitzri, who could speak Hebrew and Egyptian, hoyu hamelitz divreim le Yosef divrei Yosef lohem, and he would interpret and convey the discussion, the conversation, one to the other. They thought, they assumed that Yosef didn't know what they were saying, Loshon HaKodesh. And by the way, Rashi says, Hamelitz, who was this person? Zeh Menashe. Says the Vilna Gaon, I now understand the answer to our question. Bottom box. Lefi divrei ha-pasuk, Hamelitz bein noisom niche, it all fits in very well. Shekein gam Hamelitz hoyachayza matargim ifin Yosef is divreihem. Yes, the brothers said Avdecha 5 times. But then the Matargim, the Melitz, the interpreter, repeated what they said to Yosef. So in total, Yosef heard it 10 times. That's why 10 years were knocked off his life. That's the answer of the Vilna Gaon. So two interesting insights on the parasha. Number one, this interesting, unusual total at the end of the parasha, not just the Psukim, the number of Psukim, 146, but also the number of words, 2025. Why 2025? Either, says the Vilna Gaon, to clarify whether Poitifera is one word or two. And the second reason, apparently in the name of the Torah Tumima, as a hint to Chanukah. Miketz and Chanukah always go together. 2000 is Ner times 8, 250 times 8, plus 25th of Kislev, 2025. And Yosef's punishment, the 10 years, according to the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, 10 years were knocked off his life for the sort of disgrace to his father that he listened and didn't protest when the brothers called Yaakov Avinu Avdecha, your servant. But if you look, says the Gaon, it only says it 5 times. But the explanation is ki hamelitz beinoisam, because it was repeated each time to Yosef, and therefore there was a total of 10 times where he heard this.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.